In this video, I want to give a quick walkthrough of the VideoDrill software. Okay, so we're on the dashboard now, and you've got your target groups for your videos and your target groups for your channels. So before we come back to this, I just want to run through how these groups are created within the software. So I've opened a new tab for the target drill module of the software. And as you can see, all you do is search for a simple keyword, in this case, health, and it brings up all the related keywords for this actual keyword right here. So if we go to the advertising dashboard, which is Google AdWords, this is where you set up your video advertising campaign. You can target based on keywords, and basically you can type that in, add it in as a target, something the people that search for these terms will be shown your ad, okay? And then you can go ahead and add all of these ones, but there's a fault with this, okay? This is shown to people, if you go to the keyword planner. Okay, so basically it's pulling keywords from this keyword planner, which is Google. Okay, so basically this is pulling all different keyword results from Google itself, but we're actually advertising on YouTube. And they're two different search engines completely. What people search on YouTube is completely different to what they search on Google. And that's where VideoDrill comes in. All of these keywords are pulled from what people are searching on YouTube itself. So the keywords are more targeted towards the user's niche. Okay, and then we've got, and then we'll have different pages of keywords where users can actually select all these different keywords at once and paste them into here, all ready to be targeted in their ad. Okay, so that's why the keyword tool is better within VideoDrill than in the actual AdWords platforms, because the keywords pulled are keywords people are searching within YouTube as opposed to Google, and therefore they are more targeted towards the user's niche. Okay, and then we've got different filters the user can use to find more passionate targets, such as the minimum view count, minimum likes, inclusion and exclusion keywords. Okay, and the next thing is these options right here. Okay, search for more videos. So what this is going to do is it's going to go ahead and search for more videos based on this keyword. And this is going to bring up the top 20 videos on YouTube based on this keyword. What we've got is a whole bunch of stats that people can rank. Okay, and obviously there's tons of results that they can go and search for using the next button. Okay, it'll pull up more results. So how does this help a user? If you go to the video campaign management page where people set up their ads once again, there's another way you can target people, and that's placements. Now for a placement to be targeted, a user, you just have to paste it in one by one, and the people who watch this video will be shown the person's ad. So why does VideoDrill speed this up? Okay, so if we go into YouTube right now and we search for this keyword, you'll see all these different results that were actually pulled by the software, because the software pulls it directly from YouTube. But the problem is, to insert each URL individually, they have to open one of these in a new tab, each video in a new tab, and copy each URL by itself. Okay, so if you want to target 100 videos in your video ad, you have to grab 100 of these links one by one. And you can understand how time consuming that is. Okay, but with the software, all they have to do is select all the top 20 videos on YouTube related to that keyword, click on, and of course they can rank them according to comments, dislikes, likes, views, etc. Click on get video links, and it's going to copy all these links at once to the clipboard. And then all the user has to do is close the pop-up, go to their video campaign management, let's remove this one, and click on add all. Okay, and that's added 20 YouTube videos that the user can go ahead and target their advertisement to. Okay, not only that, they can then go to the second page and so on and generate target groups up to hundreds of videos at once. Okay, and what they can do as well is add these to an existing group stored on our dashboard, which I showed you here. So they can search for different keywords and add in the top 20 videos for each of those keywords into a target group. Let's say they build up a group size of 500 videos. All they have to do then is select the different group they want, click on copy group URLs, and it's pulled up automatically. And all they have to do is copy that to the clipboard, go over, paste it in, add all, and it'll add in those 500 videos. Okay, so you can understand how it speeds up time when setting up a campaign and also diversifying the different keywords they're searching for to get their videos. All right, and then we've also got the channel section, okay, search for channel. So if a user searches for a channel, as I'm doing right now, a user can go ahead, select any channel, they can rank them by subscribers, total uploads, total views, okay. So let's go with this one, Good Health 24/7. We know that all the videos on this channel will generally have health videos, right? We can also check that out by previewing it here. Click on Get Video Links. And it's going to go ahead and get the links from that channel, all the different videos, all the different uploads on this channel. And it's going to copy it to the clipboard where we can go and paste into our ad campaign. Or what they can do is select all these different channels for based on this keyword, the top 20 channels based on this keyword, or go to the next page and select more, select get channel links, and it's actually going to collect all the different channel URLs that they can go ahead and copy, and you can actually target these channels within YouTube, okay? These are all different channels. So what this will do is it'll show their ads on all these channel pages, okay? So we've got videos, we've got channels, and then we've also got in the channel section the ability to build up different groups on the dashboard, as we talked about earlier, right here. Again, same process, select it, copy group URLs, and you can select all of those videos in this channel group, okay? So that's the basis of the dashboard. And then, of course, with the channels, we've also got the different exclusion and inclusion keywords, and enter minimum view count and minimum subscribers, okay? So you can really filter down to very targeted channels and videos for your users to target with their ads. Then we have a very cool feature called the ad drill, okay? And what this allows you to do is set up an ad campaign within a few clicks, because we know setting up an ad can be very complicated if the user doesn't understand the process. So with our software in the ad drill module, all they have to do is name their ad campaign. Let's name it testing 123. Enter their display URL. So I'm going to enter my website. Okay. Then the actual YouTube URL is the video they want to advertise. So let me go ahead and grab a health one, just for the purpose of this video, okay? Okay, it'll usually be your own video that you would have made, okay, because you're advertising something. And then what we have is very cool. From the dashboard, we had all those groups we had built up with very targeted lists of videos and channels that you can target. All you have to do here is select it from the dropdown. So let's say strength training videos, into your daily budget, and your cost per view, let's say 50 cents, okay, click on export. It's going to download a file that you can then go into AdWords, Google AdWords for video, which is where we advertise on YouTube, and upload it with one click. And I'll show you how to do so in 1 second. Okay, all you have to do is click on bulk upload, choose file, it's going to scan the file, file validation successful, start import, success, please reload. And there we have it, okay? There's our testing 123, $20 a day, and all the targets are actually set up in this ad from our target group that we set up. There's the video we're advertising, and if we go into this ad, select targets, and you go to placements, here are all the different placements that we had within that target group. Okay, so we don't have to go through the process of copying and pasting. It's just one click export from the ad drill section. And we also have that for the channels campaign. This is for the videos one at the moment. And then what's very cool is We also have some training. That's going to include training on how to advertise